Chapter 14. In the dimly lit expanse of a warehouse that would play host to a potentially deadly parlay, Tony stood alone, looking out over the huge empty space. His steady gaze swept across the shadow-draped confines. The decision to meet here was driven by strategic necessity, not sentiment. He was almost certain Don Salvatore and his men would show up. Honor among the old guard often dictated such encounters. He was fairly confident that the Don would stick to tradition, despite the modern chaos that tore through the city around them. The warehouse was an ideal location for what might unfold tonight. It had expansive, high ceilings where darkness gathered in the rafters and only two entrances to guard. Tony felt he could control this environment and use it to his advantage. The large windows lining each side of the building offered clear views outside, guaranteeing that no one could close in unnoticed. Tony's preparations were meticulous. There were countermeasures and strategies in place all over the building. Tony hoped he wouldn't have to use them, but if things unfolded the way he believed they might, then he would need every tactical advantage. While the intent of the parley was to negotiate peace, Tony was not naive enough to rely solely on the honor of his adversaries. He knew too well how quickly codes could be forsaken when power and survival were on the line. Tony was a man forged by violence and necessity. He was a survivor of countless betrayals and battles. Tonight was another such moment. However, there was nothing noble in his intentions. He wasn't trying to save the city from the Salvatore family or break some kind of cycle of violence for the betterment of all. The only thing he wanted was Marco Salvatore's head. The loss of both Maria and Mikey had hollowed out a part of his resolve, transforming it into a cold, sharp edge. No longer burdened by concerns for a family's future, his actions were now guided by a stark, ruthless calculus. There was nothing left but the path of retribution, and perhaps a grim kind of peace that might follow the settling of debts. Tony's mind played over possible scenarios for the evening. He knew what he was going to say. But he also had to anticipate Don Salvatore's strategies and likely responses. He knew the Don valued the old ways, which might incline him toward a civil dialogue. But he also knew the man was a brutal tactician who wouldn't shy away from exploiting any perceived weaknesses. As Tony waited, he refined the stark terms of his ultimatum in his mind. The simplicity of his demand left little room for ambiguity or negotiation. The Don would surrender Marco Salvatore by midnight the following night, or face the systematic dismantling of the Salvatore crime empire, piece by brutal piece. Tony wasn't interested in negotiation. He wasn't going to take a payout or promises in the place of what he was owed. There was only one thing he was demanding: retribution. It was a simple matter of a life for a life, as dictated by the harsh codes of mafia justice dating back generations. In his years under Don Salvatore's command, Tony had been more than just a soldier. He was a harbinger of the Don's will. Tony inspired obedience and fear in the Don's allies and enemies alike. When he had left the life behind, a sacred agreement had been struck. The guarantee that Tony and his family would always be under the family's protection. They were, in essence, untouchable by anyone within the Salvatore ranks. This pact was supposed to guarantee the safety of Tony's loved ones as a condition of his retirement and continued silence about the inner workings of the family. It also guaranteed that Tony would take no violent action against the family or any of its associates for the rest of his life. Marco Salvatore's actions, whether out of ignorance or arrogance, had blatantly violated that sacrosanct accord. Under normal circumstances, such breach would result in immediate retribution. The offender would have been delivered to the aggrieved party as a gesture of both apology and rectification. The fact that Marco was Don Salvatore's son complicated the matter immensely. Mafia or not, familial ties in such hierarchical organizations often distorted the applications of their own laws. It was a lot like the American justice system had been. The laws were in place, but they didn't apply to everyone in the same way. There were certain protections for those within the inner circle from the consequences typically meted out to others. Tony knew his demand could potentially split the Salvatore family. Offering up his own son would be anathema to the Don. It could be seen as a betrayal of blood and bond. Yet, failing to do so would undermine his authority and signal weakness to his followers. It was a precarious balance, the outcome of which could redefine power structures within New York's criminal underworld for decades. He understood the dynamics of power well enough to know that tonight could very well lead to war. That would be a war he didn't desire, but a war that he was fully prepared to wage if it meant gaining his revenge. As the minutes ticked closer to the meeting time, Tony positioned himself to where he could see the entrance clearly, his back to the wall. His eyes were cold, his body tense with coiled readiness. He was not just a former operative or a wronged father. He was an avenger forged by loss and hardened by betrayal. Tony's thoughts briefly turned to Mikey. The memory of his son fueled his resolve. He believed Mikey had perished. Caught off guard by the bombing because of Marco's reckless ambition in the aftermath of Maria's murder. That belief hardened his heart against any potential pleas for mercy or attempts at negotiation from the Don. Tonight, the rules of engagement were simple. The stakes were life and death, and Tony was ready to face whatever came through those doors. Tony's mind churned as he considered the nature of his own decisions. If he were in Don Salvatore's shoes, facing the potential loss of his son, he knew without a doubt that he would fight fiercely to protect him. He fully expected the Don to exhibit the same ferocity in defending Marco, despite the young man's grievous actions. Yet, comparing Mikey to Marco was like juxtaposing day with night. Mikey, though raised in the rugged simplicity of farm life, had been taught the values of respect, kindness, and resilience. These were principles that encouraged him to face the world with integrity rather than brutality. Marco Salvatore, on the other hand, epitomized the worst outcomes of a life steeped in privilege and power without accountability. The image of Marco smirking as Maria fell, mortally wounded by his hand, was seared into Tony's memory forever. It would remain there long after Marco's corpse had been decayed beneath the earth. It was the moment right before the chaos had erupted all around them. Tony had stood, aimed, and was ready to deliver justice. Marco's face had shown shock and fear. He experienced, in that brief instant, a crushing revelation that consequences could indeed touch him. The brief exchange had told Tony everything he needed to know about Marco's character. Raised in the shadows of power, Marco had likely never considered the weight of his actions beyond how they affected his own desires and ambitions. He was, to Tony's seasoned eyes, a product of indulgence. This was a young man who had never been taught the harsher, more essential lessons of life. As Tony reflected on that, his disdain for Marco deepened into profound loathing. Throughout his career, Tony had been a tool in the hands of others. He'd made a name for himself by executing orders that aligned with the strategic needs of the Salvatore family. His hands were stained with the blood of many, but each act of violence had been a transaction. Every drop of blood spilled had been part of a broader game of power and survival within the underworld. In a sense, he had always considered himself a weapon. He was like a gun or a knife. He was aimed by his clients and used to bring death to those they deemed deserved it. He hadn't considered the moral implications because he was just doing as ordered. Now, as he contemplated the unfolding scenario, Tony recognized a pivotal shift in his own moral landscape. Any action he would take against Marco and his protectors would not be as someone's weapon. This would be the first time ever that Tony took a life of his own volition. It would be the first death he'd grant as a result of a deeply personal vendetta. For the first time, Tony felt the weight of that impending violence as a personal choice rather than a professional obligation. That realization did nothing to deter him. Rather, it crystallized his resolve. Marco Salvatore, by his reckless and cruel action, had not only breached the sacred bounds of mafia honor, he had also shattered the life Tony had painstakingly built away from this world of endless machinations. So, as Tony awaited the meeting, his strategy was clear in his mind. This was no longer just about retribution or sending a message through the ranks of organized crime. It was about justice and vengeance for Maria, for Mikey, and for himself. He didn't like the idea of having to potentially kill the Don. The respect he held for Don Salvatore was rooted in a shared history of adherence to certain criminal ethos. They had followed a code that dictated not only how they conducted business, but also how they resolved disputes. Tonight's meeting was a testament to that tradition. He and Don Salvatore had never been friends, per se. They had never seen one another socially, and they certainly weren't exchanging Christmas cards, but Tony never wished the Don ill. In fact, he had always been grateful that the Don had honored their agreement and let him leave as agreed. As much as he hoped for peace, Tony was prepared for war. As the time drew closer, he steeled himself, ready to face whatever version of Don Salvatore walked through those doors. Whether the meeting ended with a handshake or a shootout, Tony was ready to face it head on, for justice, for closure, and for peace. If the old man tried to stand between Tony and his prey on this night, no amount of respect was going to save him. Tony adjusted his stance, his eyes never straying from the entrance. He was prepared for whatever might come through those doors. It could be negotiation, confrontation, or betrayal. It mattered little. In this warehouse, under the dim overhead lights, a new chapter of his life was about to be written. This would be one where he was no longer just an executor of someone else's will. He would be the architect of his own justice. He checked his watch again, the old windable mechanism ticking steadily. The EMP had rendered most digital devices useless, but this old piece of technology was unaffected. It was a relic from a simpler time, much like the concept of a parlay itself. 2 hours left.